This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, the great radio stations along the line on the GCN, the Salem Media selected stations, and USA Radio Network, and all across the country, some of the largest markets in the country, as well as some of the great larger independent stations all around the country, too, and the great audiences that are listening to us right now. And let's not forget about our friends over in Germany. We've always got Maria over there in Germany listening with her group to their affiliate over there that they can hear us on the Internet. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done. Also to the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there. I guess UPS will be going on strike here pretty quick. They took a vote to do it anyway. The bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail. Got to have your mail. And, of course, there's suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel to go wherever it is it's going to go, because you got to have go juice to go anywhere. Now, let's not forget you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's website, Truth Social, his social media website. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and the Captain's America Third Watch.com is our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there, find out all about our contributors over there, as well as what we're doing here with the show. So, we have got on the line, hour number two, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. Good morning, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there. And to coin the phrase, yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. Uh-huh, there you go. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to get back on my soapbox again for just a couple of minutes. You ready?
Sure thing.
When I say the word emails, what name pops up in your mind right off the bat?
Well, Hillary Clinton, sure.
And is that because of the erasing or destroying 30,000 emails, bleach bit, and all that other crap that she did?
Well, sure, and also having her own email server.
In a bathroom?
That's right.
Being watched by the current, the Attorney General of California, I guess? Oh, no, it's the Health and Human Services, there we go, Secretary. He ran for something in California, but anyway, he was a former congressman, but he did that. So there you go. So we agree with the Hillary Clinton thing, right?
Of course.
All right. If I mention Benghazi, that is probably the most egregious of her crimes, because she lied through her teeth to try to save her ass when we lost our ambassador, Mr. Stevens, and three others in the attack, that they basically abandoned them.
Well, that was the famous hearing where she uttered the phrase, at this point, what difference does it make?
Right. Well, it made a lot of difference had she done what she should have.
Agreed, absolutely.
You wouldn't have had four dead Americans. And, of course, with the Hillary... You want to say something?
No, please go ahead.
With the Hillary Clinton and the Obama administration, the buck never stopped at all. Rather than accept responsibility for the well-planned attack, Clinton and Obama made a feeble attack to blame the whole incident on an obscure YouTube video using Susan Rice, the resident toady, but no impeachment.
Well, of course, that's exactly right. And Hillary Clinton would have gone out there on the shows, but she knew better than that. And that's why they trotted out Susan Rice for that whole thing.
So bring on Donald Trump, Orange Man Bad, and everything he does is horrible, right?
Exactly, yeah.
How about the Biden crime family? The mainstream media, who's defending the Democrat no matter what the crime, they have the same amoral inclination. And in Biden's case, the news will always sound the same. CNN has said many times, this is simply an outrageous attack of Joe Biden. By the way, MSNBC, there is no evidence whatsoever of wrongdoing by Joe Biden. Then you got another one by NBC. There are no scandals from the Biden White House about anything. Really? Really? And there's no evidence that, this is the best one, CNBC, there's no evidence of wrongdoing tied to his son, Hunter Biden. It's a big lie. There's no evidence. Really?
Well, it's becoming more and more apparent that something is going wrong. In fact, he just pled guilty, right, to tax issues and also to a gun charge.
But wait a minute. So, that can't be, Kyle. That can't be because there's no evidence that nobody did anything and Hunter is innocent. How can you plead guilty to something you're innocent of?
Well, that's right. And his father, Joe Biden, of course, candidate Biden, said that he didn't know anything about his son's business dealings. All of this is demonstrably false. But that's because, of course, you have many in the tank in the mainstream media for their respective candidates, people who they agree with. People that they don't agree with, they will pursue relentlessly.
Well, here's what we know the Democrats have done the last couple of election cycles. And here's where the buck stops. Whoop. Well, I'll say that on the other side of the break, and then we'll continue to move on. But hold on. Here comes the music. We got the break coming up. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. 80 degrees right now with clear skies. 80 degrees. I'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. And this is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you are listening to myself and Kyle Warren. And we will be talking with Kyle in just a second. I want to tell you that this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot. Of course, they're on a mission. Their mission is to see how many people they can get out of pain. And they're doubling down on what they're doing now for the people that are out there that are not familiar with Relief Factor. They've got the 3-week quick start for $19.95. It's been the same for the 12 years that I've been with them. 12 years, same price, hasn't gone up, and they don't plan on raising it either. Now, relieffactor.com/captain is where you go to find out more. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. And for $19.95, you can find out how an all natural product can help you get out of pain. There's absolutely no drugs at all, narcotics, in this product. It's all natural. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Kyle Warren real quick, okay? Before we get to the caller that's on the line, Kyle, I want to remind everybody of something. You ready?
Okay.
It's always the same with the Democrats. Break it up, nothing to see here. Now, they did the same thing after numerous 2020 election videos and election worker witnesses showed that there were irregularities around the country, right?
That's right.
You remember the county that halted midway in the middle of the night?
Oh, yes, very much so.
And suddenly the numbers were zero for Trump and a whole bunch of them for Biden. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
How about this one? Democratic states not requiring any ID to vote. That's been changed in about half of those states where now they have to have ID. Trucks delivering mysterious ballots in the middle of the night. That's about to stop because they'll have a certain amount of time after the election, and that's it, period. Many states have changed their laws. By the way, boxes hidden behind curtains opened only after almost everyone leaves the ballot counting site, or they pull the curtains over the window so you can't see in.
Well, that's right. I think that's just on its face, it seems like something's wrong with that.
Thousands of mules. Those are individuals that were paid to deposit boxes and drop boxes after the election. And the evidence of voting machines tampered would seem normal to everyone that mattered, except for the Democrats.
Well, that's exactly right, yes.
But my point about all this is they know what they did to screw things around, and they're ready and prepared and able to go after what they know they did the last time. Now, will they try something different? Probably. But as long as you know what they did to begin with, sometimes they keep doing the same old, to see if they can still get the same results. We'll see.
Well, I think you're right, and I think one of the ways that you counter that as well, because you can't stop all the fraud, you have to overwhelm the fraud, and a lot of times it gets overwhelmed. And that's if you have a winning message, you might be able to do that.
All right, let's go to the telephone here. Are you ready?
Sure.
Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I only got one thing to say about the election last time. See the movie 2,000 Mules. Anyway, that's not my main reason for the call. What I wanted to say is this, that the Department of Justice and, what's the other one, FBI, and these are institutions of government. And if they don't do something about that, they're broken, they're corrupt, and that's part of the normal function of government. And the Congress should be the ones that should be able to rein them in, as that's part of the checks and balances of the government, the Congress doing that. So that I think is one of the most important things. And the individuals that are in these institutions, they need to be held to be accountable and impeached now or whatever, but it needs to be brought to the attention of the American public in a very strong manner. All right, Captain, that's it.
Okay. Unfortunately, the problem is the Republicans control the House and the Democrats control the Senate, and as long as there's split control over each, nothing, N-O-T-H-I-N-G, exclamation marks, quotations around each side of it, nothing will get done in respect to cleaning up the swamp and the FBI and the DOJ. Nothing, nada, zip, zero.
Well, of course, you have to have a new election. You have to have
and you need to have a Republican majority that says they're going to do something about it, because the Democrats sure as hell aren't.
Well, that's right. And then also, in order to do that, you have to get elected. And one of the challenges right now, moving forward, we see President Trump very high in the polls right now, but one of the challenges is to be able to have that conversation or have that message and point out these things that you're talking about that actually break through, as opposed to the, I think what the Democrats truly want, they truly want the entire conversation to be about, at least from the Republican side, Donald Trump being indicted, how's the trial going, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're not talking about these big issues that you're describing right now.
But there's one other thing that's come into play that you failed to mention.
Okay.
Kevin McCarthy over the weekend talked about expunging the two impeachments against Donald Trump in the House of Representatives. The House of Representatives gets to decide that. Senate's not involved at all.
Right. Well, and they could let's just say they do that. That doesn't change the minds of people who may have already made up their minds about Donald Trump or made up their minds about what happened on January 6th,
et cetera, et cetera. Au contraire, it might not change their minds, but it changes the facts.
Well, but still, it doesn't change history. The fact that
It will change history, and here's why. Bill Clinton, go look at his record, and go look and see how many times it talks about in the last decade about his impeachment. Nada, Zip, zilch.
Well, but the political perception is there. So I think more and more people will perceive it more and more as, again, another political, it's a political pendulum then. It's not definitive. It's, well, we didn't have enough votes to stop the impeachment, but now we have enough votes to expunge it. And it goes back and forth. And I think that what people really want to know about is how are we going to get out of the mess that we're in right now?
It was because it was along party lines. We know that. The Democrats were in charge. They impeached Trump. Twice, not once, twice in the House, but it never got, never went through the criminal aspect because they couldn't get it through the Senate. Because I guess the Republicans controlled the Senate at that time, didn't they?
Well, that's it's very, very close. But the idea, he was acquitted, so the process completed.
Yeah. So they're 0-for-2 in the impeachment thing, the full process of the impeachment, that is.
Well, the process completed itself. He was acquitted. Yes.
Yeah. But they didn't remove him. That was their goal.
They did not remove him. That's right, because he was acquitted. Precisely.
No. And it's like it never happened. And if they expunge it, it will be like it never happened because there will be no record of it. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, Representative Comer tells Newsmax they're going to be releasing more Hunter wires, more countries, more Russia, and more money that showed up in the Biden coffer.
Well, again, this is very, very important because what will happen, again, is that more and more of this stuff is going to be coming out. It's going to be adding into, I think, a perception that people are already forming, and that is there's something to this Hunter Biden, his father, the getting money for special stuff and favors and the whole thing wrapped up together, and that it just keeps getting worse. It's not a one-off kind of thing. Well, there was this one person who said he thought Joe Biden got a bribe for this and such. It's not really like that anymore. It just seems like it's constantly building up, and people start to think, this makes sense.
We're coming in on the closing days of this session of the Supreme Court, and it's set for just an absolute wild and furious round of decisions, one after the other, in the final days of June. You're going to see a list of decisions out there. It's going to be interesting to see the way they decide on some of the things that they got coming. So I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see.
Well, the Supreme Court is going to be looking at student debt relief, whether or not Joe Biden has the authority to do that. They've got a very important affirmative action decision to make. There's also another decision that has to do with websites being created. That would be wedding websites, but then also would they be same-sex wedding websites? Is that something someone can deny a customer? So this goes on and on. And there'll also be, as you said, some pretty wild decisions coming down. So fasten your seatbelts.
Well, when it comes to religion, freedom of religion. So that'll be interesting to see how that all plays into it. All right.
Yes, very much so. Yeah.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, bottom of the hour break. Stations get a chance to do a little advertising. Remember, support the advertisers that support this show. That's your local station that's playing this right now. Be right back. Don't go anywhere.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. A new poll shows former President Trump is expanding his lead over the rest of the Republican presidential field despite his federal indictment. The NBC News survey finds only single-digit support for former Vice President Mike Pence, former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Some damage is being reported in Indiana after a suspected tornado hit the central part of the state. Tornado warnings were in effect in multiple counties on Sunday. It turns out U.S. intelligence agencies briefed the White House and Congress last week of an expected arms rebellion in Russia. The spy agencies had picked up strong signals in mid-June that Wagner Group mercenary boss Yevgeny Prigozhin was planning a revolt against Russia's defense ministry. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse returns to the front of the box office pack with $19 million. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to get right back to Kyle Warren, and we've got a couple of callers on the line. So, Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, let's go up to Colorado first, the line number one, and that would be Aaron. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, yeah, Captain Russ, probably, when it comes to this mini submarine that just imploded at the bottom of the sea, mm-hmm. There certainly is a lot of Monday morning quarterbacking going on. I mean, James Cameron chiming in that he should have said something about the safety of this mini submarine, and it's a little too late to be Monday morning quarterbacking about this accident, because this mini submarine is like it's experimental. It's like the space shuttle. The space shuttle, from the time it was developed to the day it was decommissioned, was experimental.
Right.
Flying an experimental plane can get you killed. William Shatner went up with the Blue Orion rocket. I mean, that could have blown up.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, all I'm just saying that, you know, these these ways of transportation are very experimental, and they can be very dangerous. There's no guarantees of absolute safety. And from reading about it, before he decided to give tours of the Titanic for $250,000, which is unbelievable, he had 50 hit. He did 50. He did 50 dives.
46. 46 is what I was told.
Well, I read online it was 50 dives.
Mm, okay.
Before he started doing these these trips, so you can see the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like I said, though, there's just too much money more than quarterback. There's risk involved. The space shuttle blows up. They all freak out. The space shuttle had two very devastating accidents, but they still continued the space shuttle. So I hope just because of this, they don't stop experimenting with mini submarines. But anyway, Cap, Professor Politics, sayonara.
All right, thank you. And then, of course, we had the Apollo accident with the three astronauts, right?
Well, that's right. That was Apollo 1 when they were doing the plugs out test, as they called it. And there was a spark, and the whole thing caught on fire. They realized they had to make some changes, especially to the atmosphere within the capsule.
Yeah. Life is full of risks. You can walk across the street and get hit by a semi and not even know it. But anyway, let's go to the phone line again. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yes, good morning, Captain and West Coast Kyle. This is Elliot from Wesley Chapel.
Hello, Elliot.
Check this out, man. America, I want to know why President Joe Biden and the American foreign press did not question India Prime Minister Narendra Modi about the scandal in India regarding pharmaceuticals that ship from India to Gambia, Africa. Children cough medicine. 66 children died as a result of contaminated cough syrup. They suffered what they call renal kidney failure. The deaths are linked to Made in Pharmaceutical in India. What if this product was shipped to America and this happened to our children and grandchildren? Think about that, America. It's clear Joe Biden is not a multitasker like conservative Senator Charles Grassley. Under his leadership, we are at risk from all angles, top to bottom, side to side. My condolences goes out to all the families who lost a child or children in Gambia to contaminated cough syrup from India. Made in Pharmaceuticals produce four types of cough syrup in India. Now, the U.S. is the lead investigators, Center for Disease Control, who are working with Gambian scientists as I speak. Thanks very much, Captain. I hope the world heard that. And, you know, something need to be done more. We need to hear more voices about what's going on in India and these 66 children that are dead in Africa. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, Kyle, they kind of put the lid on questions for the president of India, or prime minister, whatever his title was, when he was here. And even Biden walked away from the microphone with him. Did you notice that?
Right, exactly.
So they stopped taking questions so that those type of questions, I guess, couldn't be asked. But all I can say is, you know, the mainstream media is in bed with the Biden administration, the Democrats. Whatever they want, they're going to get. So it's up to us, you, me, people like us, to get the message out there to the folks that are listening. And we do have a very substantial nighttime audience around the country, and it's growing all the time. That I do know. I keep seeing, you know, the listenership when it comes to the Internet and whatnot. That's the aspect that I take a look at. And when you got like 150,000 people listening on one particular area that you've got, one particular site, and then you add all the rest of them to it, that's where you know you're gaining in listenership, and it approaches 2 million, and sometimes it's been as high as 3 million, depending on what the story was at night. Because again, what happened Saturday morning, we were the story when it came to all about what was going on over there with Russia.
That's right. We started to see those developments start to happen and began to find out so we could communicate it out to the listeners.
And I had the news department. This is funny. I won't mention anything. I had two different news departments at two different networks that were on say thank you for getting that out there because we took some of your material and used it.
Excellent. Wonderful. Well,
yeah. It happens all the time, folks. It happens all the time. But at least they said thank you. So, oh, well. What can I say? What can I say you don't already know? All right, let me go over to something real quick here. The Justice Department announced charges against Chinese companies arresting the fentanyl manufacturing. I guess they arrested, what, three Chinese nationals? Is that what they did?
I believe so, yes.
And that was here in this country?
I believe so, yes. They had seized more than 200 kilograms of fentanyl-related precursor chemicals, they say.
Now, did you hear Blinken apologize for us misunderstanding that the Chinese weren't sending fentanyl? They were just sending the ingredients for fentanyl to the United States, unknowingly. Did you hear him say that?
I heard something about that. Yeah,
that's nuts. That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah, especially they're just the component parts. I mean, this isn't, some assembly required, I guess.
But these people, they think we're all stupid when they say stuff like this.
Well, but I think they're also trying to temper, making China more angry than they already have. You got President Biden and his dictator comment. Tony Blinken really wasn't treated very well, I think, ultimately, in China. The Chinese communist government certainly wants to make sure that they are the ones, pardon the phrase here, dictating the terms of how things go these days.
Of course.
And so I think that they're sort of shrinking against the Chinese powerhouse here.
Well, I don't think anybody's shrinking to China. I think China's winning the game because we kowtow to them. That's what I'm seeing.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the idea that what they're saying is look, we got to try to smooth this over, this kind of stuff. Really what they need to be doing, I think, is having a lot more, strict positions on things.
But Donald Trump,
the Chinese government.
But Donald Trump, with his speech over the weekend, he made it in no uncertain terms that those people, those Chinese folks that were here under other than nefarious reasons, were going to be deported. They were going to be sent back where they came from. I hope so.
Well, we've covered several stories about the idea of there's been some, for lack of a better term, spying, that kind of thing. So, yeah, that's an ongoing problem, and it would need to be stepped up. Yeah.
Of course there is. Of course there is. Because it all started, it started before Bill Clinton. But remember, Bill Clinton was actually giving them technology at the time to try to open the door more for trade so they could get the details on building a jet fighter and their aircraft carrier and some of their ships and all that sort of stuff. That's when they got all that information, was during that era. So thank you, Bill and Hillary. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Our next Truckers Highway and Bible Report coming up. It's going to be really hot across parts of the South tonight and today. I'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Monday morning.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
There's a for sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. Can't miss it. It's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower. I love Jenny, painted in bright green. It's my Uncle Phil there by the courthouse. He'll be lower at the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town. Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town.
is my town. I remember singing that about my hometown years ago, and I didn't even know this song was around. It came out after that. But, Kyle, that's Montgomery Gentry, and I've always liked that.
Yeah, that's a really good song. It's got a great great feel to it.
For those of us that lived in the country, that tells you all about what we went through. It was one for all and all for one, and everybody knew everybody. And if one person got in trouble, we was all in trouble. And if somebody had a fire, everybody got together and helped build the barn back or whatever it was that burnt down, and that's the way it was. Try doing that today, my friend.
Yeah, unfortunately, yes.
All right, well, take it away with the weather out west. I see some, not a lot, but I see some.
Well, we got some excessive heat warnings. This is going to be in the southern part of Arizona. It's going to remain in effect till about 8 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesday. That's for temperatures between 105 and 113 degrees, and so you definitely want to be aware of that. Again, this is going to mostly encompass Tucson, a little bit north of Tucson, and then over towards the border with New Mexico. But New Mexico also has its own heat advisory in effect until at least Friday, with, again, temperatures in the highs to 100 to 106 degrees, and then it turns into an excessive heat warning as you get over towards Carlsbad, also Roswell, New Mexico. We don't know. I guess alien spaceships can endure extreme heat. I wouldn't be surprised.
That's why they glow in the dark.
Well, that's exactly right. Well, sure. So, but they've also got excessive heat in the Roswell, Carlsbad area, heading over towards Texas, so that's what's happening there. And then also we've got some rain to tell you about. Last hour we were looking at rain on I-25 coming down south of Buffalo in Wyoming all the way down now just a little bit north of Casper. We're reading some heavy and moderate rain bands. So if you're just heading on your way to Casper or if you're coming north out of Casper, be advised you're going to be using your windshield wipers for a long distance of travel there. So be careful out there.
Well, you know, when you talk about Texas, you got to talk about the heat out west, east of El Paso, up I-10, I-20 on the split, over there towards Midland, going up I-20, and then, of course, that's 105 to 115 degrees all through there for about 200 miles on both of those roads east of El Paso. Then you've got a strip coming into Houston where it's going to be really hot coming across I-10. And down to the valley, you've got 95-degree to 100-degree temperatures. The rest of Texas is looking the same way. Southeastern corner of Oklahoma looking the same way. Southern part of Arkansas, southwestern part of Arkansas looking the same way. All of Louisiana looking the same way, 95 to 100-degree temperatures today. Some flooding again up around Lake Pontchartrain. Just outside New Orleans from all the water that's been coming down from up above where they've been having all the rain. And Mississippi, you got high temperatures there through most of the state. Central part of Alabama, high temperatures there. Now, we do have some stormy weather to tell you about and some current active flooding going on up in the middle part of Kentucky, I-65 north out of Nashville. You've got a large area of flooding right there in the central part of Kentucky, so be careful if you're going up that way. Also, by the way, along the western edge of Michigan, along the eastern edge of Lake Michigan, you've got some coastal flooding there, so be careful up in there. You've got some really rotten air up in the northern part of Minnesota tonight, to include Duluth, but north of the Twin Cities, and a little northwestern spot up there in Wisconsin. I call it the schmutz. It's real tough air for people with asthma and whatnot to breathe in. You got some of that up in Vermont, northern part of Vermont, northern part of New Hampshire, and up along the coastline of all places of Maine going up into Nova Scotia. Got some flooding in the southern part of New Hampshire tonight. Be careful there. Got some currents and winds along Cape Cod tonight. Looks like some fog down in Long Island. Got some rain in the Poconos right now. Rain in the Poconos. So you'll have that headed over to New York with the meat haulers. And that's about it at the moment. So, Kyle, the pilot in Flying J, why do we go there?
Well, we go there because they want to be your oasis out there on the interstate, across the highways and byways. Go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app, plus how you can save 10 cents a gallon on every gallon of gas that you buy at a Pilot or Flying J Travel Center. That's pilotflyingj.com.
All righty, to the telephone line we've got, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and Alliance. So, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
What is going on in the world of Russia?
Well, that's the interesting thing. I'm still trying to, people in Washington have not had their intelligence briefing on this yet. The most we're getting out of Tony Blinken is what's happened in Russia is extraordinary. That doesn't tell us anything. But it looks like the leader or head of the Wagner group, Prigozhin, is being exiled to Belarus. What good that does, I don't know. The leader of Belarus is the one who apparently negotiated this thing to stop the continued march on to Moscow. Now, the big question is, and this is what really was beginning to start this dissension between Putin and Prigozhin, was the fact that Putin wanted all of those fighters to sign contracts with Russia. And Prigozhin was like, no, these people work for me. And so we don't know now who is going to be in charge of the Wagner group. We don't know if it was taken away from Prigozhin or if he's still in charge. I don't know how he can necessarily still be in charge if he's being exiled to Belarus. The other thing is we don't know who is in charge of Rostov. Rostov was the or is the main supply hub for the Russian military. And the Wagner group had control of that. So we don't know.
All right, hold that thought. Kyle, you hold that thought too. Folks, you're coming back with more. Top of the hour news stations get a chance to pay some of their bills and identify themselves. We will be back. This is the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Just going to start getting real.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.